Congress faces a tight deadline this week. CBS's Nancy Chen's on Capitol Hill.
The U.S. is less than 1 week away from running out of funding for several agencies. In January, Washington extended funding for some departments and programs through Friday. Others will run out of cash March 8th.
President Biden and former President Trump are set to visit the southern border on the same day this week. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Not that surprising when you consider that immigration is going to be one of the biggest issues in the November elections, and these are the two front runners for their parties.
Texas is one of 15 Super Tuesday states. And the Supreme Court's hearing arguments on censorship on social media. Florida Solicitor General Henry Whitaker.
This idea that the platforms in having content moderation policies are somehow creating a welcoming community, I guess. It seems to me more like basically we want the people on our sites that we want.
Florida and Texas are suing sites like Facebook and YouTube. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The nation is paying attention to Wisconsin's new political maps. Former President Barack Obama tweets that Wisconsin made history by replacing one of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. Wisconsin Republicans say they plan to win over voters by taking better policy positions than Democrats. A new report finds a shortage of mental health professionals in the U.S. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the lack of enough professionals means more patients are at risk for relapse or readmission.
If there's no clinicians out there to do the work and we keep referring people into a system and there's just not enough people there to treat them, like, we got to solve that problem too.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Boyceville man was killed in a head-on Dunn County crash on Sunday. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, the crash happened around 1 p.m. on Sunday on Wisconsin Highway 25 at North Line Road. Authorities say a pickup truck moved into the other lane to pass another vehicle and hit the victim's car head-on. The 57-year-old Boyceville man was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. The driver of the pickup truck was taken to the hospital for treatment and is expected to recover. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Little Red Barn Dog Rescue is looking for community support to pay off some medical bills and potentially expand their building. According to a WQOW report, the organization says they need to make some upgrades to their building to make sure their volunteers have running water and on-site bathrooms. The Dog Rescue is hosting a charity dinner on Saturday and hope the community can step up to improve the organization for their volunteers and dogs. More information can be found on the rescue's Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said, the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last two games we've played hard, and that's who we are. When we don't play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bobby's right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good. Play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south up to 30 miles per hour, soaring our high temperatures to the mid-60s. This will shatter our record of 56 degrees set back in 2000. The warmth continues tomorrow before the storm strikes. Currently, it's 58.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 3 on Tuesday, we'll preview the Michigan primary and also cereal for dinner. We'll explain.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a dream. I'm here in midday from 2 to 4 p.m. I feel like I have time to take a breath. I can chit-chat with friends, and I have two of the most special guests coming up in just 1 second. If you would like to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can also get to watch me do radio. Check out my broken nose, my scarred up face from years of rugby. You can do that on YouTube and our Facebook live stream. Before we listen to some important messages, my good friend Bob was on the air telling us a bit about Horicon Marsh. Bob, love to give you the chance to finish your thought. Tell us more about Horicon Marsh.
Okay. Well, my mom was born in Horicon, and my grandfather was the mayor, and he was also a Republican. He was so Republican that later in the 30s, he ran against fighting Bob La Follette.
Wow.
Two times. That would be the son. That would be not the original. And he ran against him because he argued that you could not be both for the farmer and the worker. And he was taking the farmer's side, and La Follette was taking the worker's side, and he thought, trying to be both, and he thought that was too moderate for him. So he was a hardliner.
I would say the birth of the false division amongst us regular middle-class folk. These days, the farmer is the worker, and the worker depends on the farmer. And we've lost so many family farms here in Wisconsin. But continue, Bob, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the family farmers. Oh, my God. I went to Wisconsin Ideas thing once, and there was a farmer there, and he told me, like, the last 30 years has just been an absolute disaster for the farm community. The look on his face.
Yes.
It's just terrible what's going on out there.
Well, listen, Bob, I appreciate your call. Keep listening. I look forward to having your wife or your partner, Joanne, on the show to talk about artificial intelligence and robots. We're working out the dates for that. We appreciate it. I appreciate both of you listening and your calls. They're always so very welcome and so well informed. But I have promised some VIP, very very special guests, and I'm so happy to introduce my colleagues, Jane Matinere and Catherine Lake. It is going to be a treat to have three powerhouse women on the radio live at the same time. Welcome, Catherine. Welcome, Jane. Thanks for making time.
It is an honor to be here.
Terrific to be here.
Yep. Thank you both so much. And to be joined by my producer extraordinaire, Anya Esther, in the booth.
Four voices on the air.
Check this out.
Four females on the radio.
That's what I'm talking about.
Talking politics in Wisconsin.
Let me just check and make sure that there hasn't been a rip in the fabric of the universe, because...
Where do we look for that?
Right. Some sort of weird slipstream.
My
time
God.
Space
it's very cold in hell today.
What's happening?
Pigs are a-flying, and these nasty women vote. You want to join this wonderful caravan of women talking about politics, these feminists, 855-75-CIVIC. I wanted to have you both on because today, the first show, I had a moment to reflect about how did I get here, and I wouldn't be here without both of you. And Jane, you and I have talked a bit. I have enjoyed coming on your program now, Matinere on Air, every day, 10 to 12, followed up by Todd Alba, then me. We get a nice variation. Women there in the talk radio lineup.
Yes.
Fabulous. But I shared with you that there were many a time when I lived in other parts of the country and you were on the radio and I would listen in over the interwebs. It was almost when you had to like dial it up, you know, and you...
Yeah, right.
And your voice, Jane, has been in my ear for many years. And you are a voice of comfort. You are a voice that I recognized.
A voice of home?
Yes, it was. When I was so far away, it was part of home. So I want to thank you for all of your work.
That is so kind of you, Maggie. It really is. I have been so fortunate that people primarily in southeastern Wisconsin, but have welcomed me for all of these years. It doesn't happen like this anymore. I've been doing this for 43 years.
Unbelievable.
I've been in Milwaukee in southeastern Wisconsin since 1984.
Wow.
And so to still be, I haven't annoyed people to the point where they still allow
torches
me in their bathrooms and in cars and in their homes, yeah. You know, and it's the honor of my lifetime. It really is. It really is.
I just simply can't believe I'm sitting here with you, Jane. Again, my thanks to you. Thanks for being an inspiration. I think I've shared with you, Catherine, and I want to talk a little bit about both of your careers in radio, in media. I think I shared that as a little kid, I always thought, ooh, it would be so cool to be on the radio. And not just to DJ, I wanted to talk about stuff. My parents, if they're listening, I'm sure are cackling.
She talked.
Yeah.
Oh, she needed to talk.
Shut her up. Now she's finally getting paid to do it. No surprise there. But without you, Catherine, again, and giving me the shot here as Civic Media's program director, and again, so wonderful and so unique to have a woman in that position. So my thanks to you, of course, Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media, for giving me a shot here in the midday.
You bet.
Thank you. How long have you been doing this, and what brought you to Civic?
Not quite as long as Jane. I've been in the business, I guess, since 91, so 32, 3 years, give or take.
Wow.
I started here in Madison. I got a music degree.
Ah.
And I was going to, you know, be a violinist. I was never going to be a violinist.
We've chit-chatted about our common violin background. Don't worry, everybody. Catherine nor I will give you a Sarah. We will not be doing that live on the radio.
Civic Media ever. Band. We are going to do this.
What do you got?
I can fake the piano.
Piano. There we go. Ooh, we need piano.
We have keyboard players. We have guitar. I'm sorry to disrupt this. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, can I just say, is anybody shocked that the women sitting around on the board and on the mics right now are multi-talented women?
Of course not.
Not just one axis.
Of course not. I bet Anya plays an instrument.
Oh. I play a mean triangle when
there
I
ask. There it is. Ding, ding.
Gotta have a triangle player.
But you were saying,
Kate. Yeah, I was in Madison and... I was here for a different career. I was an executive director of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, very briefly, wildly unprepared for the vastness of that job. So I got let go within 6 months.
Mm.
And I was driving the country, visiting my sister. They gave me a long severance because they knew that they probably overhired or underhired, whatever it was. They felt responsible for dragging me out here from the East Coast. But I answered an ad in the paper.
Wow.
For WORT, W-O-R-T, in Madison. Community radio. They needed a morning person. And that's it. It's just never left.
Your smooth, dulcet tones.
Yes.
Grace.
Yeah, exactly. It was interview music stuff, you know, so I understood the music and I could talk and I was a curious person like you, like to talk to people.
Yep.
And took 10 years in Madison all told, but within that 10 years, I did 2 years in L.A. for bad behavior.
That's where we said.
Where you got punished.
I got punished. Yeah. News and traffic for Shadow. I did the helicopter bit with the headphones that pop your head into like a grape.
Yes.
And Shadow, Westwood One format radio. So at any point, which they tell you before you pop the microphone the first time, just so you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 million people listen to you at one time. Because you're doing, you know, all day, all over the world with Westwood One format, pretending to be in towns. I had my only experience with a earthquake was on the air. And you can't go back on the air when the earthquake happens. And I run to the doorway like everybody else in their little rat traps, open the doors and stand in the doorway. I go, yeah, no, it's an earthquake. Yeah, you're right. It's one of those shimmy type, not the jang, jang, jang kind. But then you go back and you get your CD running again and you can't say, sorry, earthquake.
Oh, no.
Because in Mississippi,
yeah,
they didn't have the same earthquake. No, they don't give two for about that. So, you know, it
was
an experience.
Well, at least before fracking. And now Mississippi's getting earthquakes, too, because
they're probably
fracking.
Used to it by now.
Plenty.
Northern Wisconsin as well. If you've had a fracking earthquake, give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC. It's 855-752-4842. I played with the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra.
You did.
We played in Carnegie Hall my sophomore
Me
year.
Me too.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Fake it till you make it. No,
yes.
Practice.
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that you had a good youth orchestra that took you there. I mean, not all orchestras do that for the kids. That's a big deal.
And you know what? I had the best experience doing that because there was a female music director. Her name was Marjorie Deutsch. She's still a professor at UW-Milwaukee. And it was a real pleasure and quite unique at that time to have a female music director.
Mm-hmm.
And very still quite less so now, but very rare still to see women conductors
at least 2 to 1
orchestra.
3 to
yes,
1 probably. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
She was one of the first youth music directors to use blind auditions so they couldn't see you. God bless her.
Oh, wow.
And I blew them out my sophomore year. I got seated third chair in the first violins, which is a really big deal.
I only did that once.
And ticked off like half of the folks went to the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music with the very hoity-toity teachers.
Yes.
I had a very, very good teacher, but wasn't a conservatory person. So
right.
Quite the scandal.
I bet.
Absolutely.
We are going to take a very, very short moment for some important messages. We're going to come back with all of this female energy. I'm with Jane Matinair, Catherine Lake, my colleagues at Civic Media, and of course, Anya Esther, my producer on the board. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked here. You're not going to want to miss what we've got coming after these quick messages.
The Tap. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Not just the radio this afternoon. It's such a special episode. The first inaugural midday show of the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to join some legends of radio this afternoon, you're going to want to call or text 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842 because I'm joined not only by my terrific producer and partner in crime, Anya Esther, on the board, but my good friends and colleagues, Jane Matinair, host of Matinair on Air, 10 a.m. to noon, statewide here on the Civic Media Network, as well as our esteemed program director, Catherine Lake, with some 75 plus years of combined experience on the radio.
Mostly Jane's.
Well, I think your 30 counts too,
I think 30
Catherine.
Counts for
Let's not
Catherine,
undersell
yeah.
the 30.
Well,
shall
I
we?
Wasn't. I haven't been on the air like she has. My 22 years were at GN doing commercials. I filled in a few times, but WGN in Chicago, I was the commercial director.
That's yeah, but you're when you're in the room when you're doing the work, and often what has been in radio very traditionally male dominated.
Oh, so
very locker room atmospherics. From time to time, but not today here in the WAUK studios. Lots of positive, powerful, feminine energy. Jane, we were just chatting before we came on the air that there have probably been rare a time here on Wisconsin Political Talk Radio, the whole atmosphere, even over the last 20, 25, 30 years, where you've had three women on the air at the same time. And we're going to count on you. That makes it four at the same time.
Call Guinness.
Yeah, right? It's amazing.
It is amazing. It really is.
What has your sort of evolution in radio, Jane, been dealing with some of the maleness that is talk radio?
Well, I the vast majority of my career was spent in music radio.
Yep.
The maleness is still there.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Very,
radio.
Very, yeah, very, very much so. And again, I started in Milwaukee in 1984. And originally was on overnights because back in those days, women either did 7 to midnight or midnight to 6.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep.
And wow. I did overnights for a few months and my general manager heard me and said, I like her. Let's move her to mornings, which
doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. And so that was my big opportunity, really. And I went to mornings and I stayed at mornings for decades, decades and decades and decades. So my first job in Milwaukee, I was there for almost 25 years.
Wow.
And then I did another 5.
That also doesn't happen.
No.
Longevity at one station.
You know, Milwaukee was really unique, though, Catherine, for a long period of time. Dave and Carol, Bob yes. and Brian, there were the morning teams were
stayed.
Solid and stayed. And that speaks very highly to people's loyalty in this area.
It does.
It really does. And so then I did another 5 years at another music station. Then I went to news. I did news for 7 years and then came here originally as a producer. And
here you are.
And here I am now.
So happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
It was when I discovered what was the precursor of Civic Media. I will just say this. It had been a very hard road for me career-wise, right? Lots of challenges, had some experiences with male older partners in law firms that were really hard. Now, I had some incredible mentors, men and women, who looked out for me, who were supportive, So this isn't to make an overly general statement. But when I came to the precursor of Civic and I was introduced and got to talking with Earl, who was on a little bit earlier on the show, and then I got introduced to Mike and Dom and a bunch of the other folks that are still part of the Civic Media family, I couldn't believe, I was kind of shocked to find men talking about issues that also were important to women
mm-hmm.
from a liberal and left standpoint on the radio. I had never heard that before.
It wasn't going. It wasn't happening.
So to be here today for me is not just, you know, one, we get to have a pragmatic conversation with our listeners about how do we do this better for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. Whether we're from the rural parts of the state or like us from the Milwaukee or Madison area, it matters to all of us. So to be able to have a conversation that's about effectiveness and efficiency and about does it work for all of us is so incredible to me. And then to be, I get to do this on the air and I'm a woman. I pinch myself sometimes because if you would have asked me even 5 years ago, if this would be what I was doing or told me this, I would have called you crazy and said, there's not a snowball's chance in hell. What are you talking about? That doesn't even exist. Turns out it sure does. And here we are.
Sure does now.
Yes. What's your great hope for civic media, Catherine?
To bring back civility to the radio, to bring back discussion, conversation, debate even, but fair, not name-calling, that and more of it.
Yeah, I think we can all use that in great, great doses.
Great doses.
There's a woman is running for a supervisory seat on the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, and she's running unopposed. And she reached out to me. Hey, can I pick your brain? I know you're leaving, but you've been doing this for a long time. I'm brand new to government service. So we were sharing some thoughts. And one of the things that I told her was certainty is the enemy of great public policy. Mm-hmm. All of the easy, simple problems have been solved. What remains are the challenging ones.
The hard stuff.
It is. And if someone gives you a sound bite or gives you something that sounds simple and it's about a complicated problem, they're lying to you, either knowingly or unwittingly, because the tough stuff requires some humility to listen to other people and to say, with sometimes that give and take of difference of opinion, can we craft a better idea? Can we craft a better public policy? That's the thing that I'm most excited to do on the show, is to really spend some time talking with people, sharing some of my experiences and some of the expertise I've acquired to help us all better understand these issues.
You've been deeply, deeply involved in it.
Yes, for very long.
For very long.
And I'm going to miss that.
I know.
But I'm also going to, I think, enjoy stepping away from it. I was joking with someone. There was a picture taken of me very shortly after I took my job as corporation counsel for Milwaukee County. And I looked at it the other day and I looked like a young person. I was like, who's this whippersnapper?
Who's this girl?
Yeah. And I'm not analogizing myself to Obama in any kind of way, except that there are the pre-president, you know, like when he was inaugurated, yep. And then the I'm done now, and that's 8 years. I did seven and a quarter years. I was like,
and aged 20.
Yes,
all presidents do.
Basically, right? I could see the stress of the things that we went through, and certainly this was an incredibly eventful 7 years. Yeah. I think historians will look back at this and go, "Wow,
oh, yes,
those people were special."
Right, a ton packed in there, Jane. You have recently begun your foray as matinee on air in the 10 to 12 slot every day here on Civic Media. What's your aim for the show as we go to these messages?
Like Catherine said, civil discussion, being able to talk about hard things without resorting to insults and profanity.
Yeah.
And that, as far ahead as we've come.
Todd Alba Show. I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsinites.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Agronomists around the Corn Belt marveled at the 2023 corn crop's ability to yield in the face of less than ideal weather conditions. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Brian Weimer, an LG Seeds agronomist, says strong yields are a testament to the dramatic gains in the ability of a hybrid to tolerate stress. As farmers prepare for 2024, he advises them to incorporate practices and products that complement their management plan.
I think if you were to ask any growers back in the month of June that we were going to have the crop that we had this fall, I think they would have thought you were crazy. But if you look back at the growing season, there's really a couple of different things that we can look at and contribute to the high yields that we saw. So one of the things that I think was really key was the fact that we had a really nice planting season. And so we were planting those seeds and putting those plants in an ideal growing environment to thrive. The other thing was we didn't have a lot of drowned out spots in our fields. So when you take those places out, when you look at a yield map, it's amazing how fast your farm average goes up taking those drowned out spots out.
That was Brian Weimer, LG Seeds agronomist. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member focused, member driven, member led. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodensevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 407, up 7.25 cents. New crop corn closed at 457, up 7.5. Cash soybeans closed at 1136, up 3 cents. And new crop beans closed at 1129¾, down 0.5. March cash wheat closed at 577¼, up 3¾. And July new crop wheat closed at 577, up 7 cents. March Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1760, up 29 cents. And April milk is trading at 1803, up 18 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 167, up 5.5 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 159, up 4 cents. And the AA butter had no change and closed at 285. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south up to 30 miles per hour, soaring our high temperatures to the mid-60s. This will shatter our record of 56 degrees set back in 2000. The warmth continues tomorrow before the storm strikes. Currently, it's 58.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5 The Tap.
Thank you.
Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock.
You don't have to run anywhere. Just keep it locked here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got an international viewer on, I believe, our Facebook live stream shouting out Anya as die beste, and I'm not going to try to say producer in German. That's a little bit beyond my language skills. En français, oh wait, c'est sans problème. But the German, a little bit of a problem, right? We have Andrew in Maine calling it out. It is the Goddess Radio Hour hosted by Civic Media. I couldn't be joined by any better goddesses than the ladies I have with me this afternoon. Jane, we were talking about trying to convene and have meaningful dialogue with folks that we don't agree with.
Yes.
So challenging these days.
It really is challenging. And I just want to share this little anecdote. For as much as things have changed, how much they have stayed the same. Mm. So about 3 weeks ago, a friend of mine facilitated a meeting between a man I had never met before who is a conservative and I, so we could sit down and chat, because I'm looking for people who have differing opinions to have on the show, because I think it's important that we hear from the other side. So we meet along with my friend, and we're talking about abortion, and we're talking about the border, and we're talking about a number of other things. I'm 64 years old. He's 60. We're 40 minutes into the conversation.
Oh, no.
And I made a point about something, and he said, and I quote, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Isn't that a funny callback?
I've just met this man.
It was funny when Dan Aykroyd said it 40 years ago.
And it was 50 years ago. And it was funny when Dan Aykroyd said it.
Right.
Because Dan Aykroyd was playing the part of a man who cannot respond to an intelligent woman.
Yes.
That was his comeback to an intelligent woman.
Yeah.
For the Gen Zers in the audience, definitely not me. What movie are we talking about, friends?
We're talking about Saturday Night Live. The original iteration of Saturday Night Live.
Gilda Radner, Dan Aykroyd, they are newscasters together. She goes on this very, makes these incredibly intelligent, nuanced points about what's in the news, and he responds by saying, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Ha, ha, ha.
I almost fell out of my chair, literally. Yeah. I almost fell out of my chair.
What did you give him back?
I said, I don't know that that did you much good right now.
Good for you.
I mean, what are you thinking?
I've been called many names, and my retort has become, well, when you're calling me names, you've conceded the point.
Absolutely.
You have nothing else to say.
I have said that from the beginning, even when I was producing. If all you have are insults and profanity, you have no argument.
Yep.
Correct. You got nothing.
Yep.
So I guess my point is, again, as much as things have changed with three women here and another woman behind the glass, out there in the world, it's very much the same.
Yes.
Well, it's another reason I feel so lucky and privileged and humbled to be here, because I think it's even more extraordinary in a state like Wisconsin. I love this place. I am of this place. I am for Wisconsin. I will always be very proud of my roots here. But I was also blessed to get to work in some other regions of the country. And what I discovered was it ain't like this everywhere.
Really?
Yes. My experience in New York was very different. I came in as effectively a STEM expert. I have a master's degree in applied mathematical economics, and it didn't matter who could do the analysis or do the work. If you could do it, you got to sit at the table. And so I was mentored and brought along in one of the world's largest law firms by one of their top line partners because he saw in me skills. And he encouraged me to speak up and to exchange ideas. And I felt for a little while when I was in New York that it was close to meritocratic.
Hmm.
that the skills and the working hard really made a difference. And
in
it was
the law.
In the law. Well, at that firm, at that time.
Right.
On those cases.
Right.
With that partner. What I came to find out when I returned to the Midwest, and granted it was in Chicago, and I had such a hard, dislocating experience, was that it's a mythology of meritocracy, because I worked as hard as anybody at that firm. I knew more than many of them did in my specialty, which was securities litigation, because I was an economist first. But I was basically ground up and spit out and told to my face that you simply can't cut it here.
What, in Chicago, after having been in New York City?
Correct. I was like, either I was body snatched and there's a different woman sitting here, because I just worked on Enron for 6 years to great acclaim my technical specialty.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Enron was wrongdoers. I'm not arguing the merits of that situation.
Right.
But my work was highly acclaimed. I helped brief the SEC on how to tighten up securities laws so that things like Enron wouldn't happen after the case was done. And this guy sat there with a straight face and basically to take, pack up your crap, and you're not going to cut it here, and you're not going to get your bonus, and there's no ladder for you to climb up here. We'll keep you around, and you can just grind the hours out.
Just know it's a dead end.
Yeah.
And no partner.
And nobody does that. Nobody works 80 hours a week.
No kidding.
And doesn't see anybody or take vacations.
Right.
Because it's a good time.
So what we're seeing is potentially there's growth to be had in Wisconsin and the Midwest, perhaps.
I think there's growth in all of us, right? That potential for positive change, to self-reflect, to see your own, to open yourself to seeing the blind spots or blinders that we might have, because we all, as human beings, right, we extrapolate our lived experience. I experienced it this way, so it logically it must be like that for everybody.
Yes.
Turns out that's actually not a thing.
Right.
Oh. I just am in a moment of almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Wonderment about being here. As we turn this page for Civic Media and we've got this new lineup coming, I'm so excited for what this next year is going to bring.
So what do you see? What's going to be different between the Maggie Dawn show at 6 p.m. when you've spent the entire 12-hour period before that working for the city of county of Milwaukee, and now you get the day, most of the day, to prepare?
Yes.
And you get 2 hours instead of one. What's going to change?
I think you'll hear much less fire hose from me, right? Nobody can drink from a fire hose. I want to be a bubbler. Yeah. I want to be a bubbler.
Pleasant little bubbler.
Right.
Come take a sip.
Well, when you only have an hour and you have all of this information to share, you have to condense it like that. You just do. Or you're never going to be able to cover all of it.
Yeah. There are so many things. All three of us, and Anya, all four of us, Anya included, we're curious people. And there were so many, whether it was a news cycle issue or it was a deeper dive, for example, the shadow doc at work that I did for 3 episodes, which you never do on radio. You never cross over from day. But I was like, it's too important. I can't get it in a day. We'll talk about the Supreme Court's shadow docket for 3 episodes. I feel like I can take a breath. And because of that, and I'll have some headspace, honestly, because of that, my hope is that we can spend more time. We can interact more with our callers, and we can learn together. I want people to call out my blind spots. I want people to tell me when they think I'm wrong, because we get better when we do it together. Speaking of our callers, why don't we take Mark from Prairie to Sac? It's so good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for following me to the 2 to 4 o'clock time slot. Are you there, Mark? It's me, Margaret.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
There he is.
Yeah, thanks so much to my golden goddess of Progressive Talk Radio, and to Jane, who went to spend time with me up in the tree stand because the birds come and visit me for the little bird feeder. I hang out with me next to me. I'm sitting there.
Aww.
It just strikes me as that in perusing through, you know, my eclectic reading, that we're in such a Federalist 10 moment by Madison, where he talks about the factionating of the country, where just minor issues in terms of sometimes politics can divide us, and sometimes major issues, of course, that we have. But the religious issues that we're seeing these days, that we have people on the right, you know, claiming that, well, this is a Christian nation and they need to, you know, put you women folk back in your place and, you know, turn back the women's liberation movement, which is what just crystallized into my head right now, listening to, you know, four talented women talking on the radio that those are voices that they would like to suppress, and that the fact that you're here talking is fantastic. It's heartening.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. Anya, what do you hope we're going to get done on this show?
Some promos tonight. Maybe like
that's
a
my girl.
Podcast description.
That's she's
very,
my girl.
She's being a very.
I'm looking at calendars
she's
that have color
working.
Coding. No, but
she's a pragmatic producer.
Damn right.
But really, I am so excited to have you in person. I'm so excited to have you, like just 2 hours a day, every day. We get Fridays back now. There's just so much, Maggie, that I know you can talk about, could talk about, want to talk about, and we're finally going to actually get into those things. Like, we have been this whole time, but this is now, it just feels so much like another new day, you know, and I'm very excited to do it with
to
you.
To use another tortured metaphor, I felt like a skipping stone.
There you go. Yeah.
Right. When I really want to drop anchor with people and just sit and talk about stuff. I don't really want to do hot takes. I don't want to hit headlines like that because it doesn't give people an opportunity to engage with what we're talking about. And I think sometimes so much of the news media tells people, again, what to think.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to worry about how we're thinking and to think better together. My thanks to you, Jane. You're an inspiration. Catherine, thank you for giving me this shot. I can't wait to do this again with the four of us.
Absolutely.
Regular thing.
I think so. Again, you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show with my great friends, Jane Matinere, Matinere on Air from 10 to noon every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and Catherine Lake, our esteemed program director. Thank you, ladies. We'll be back with more of The Maggie Dawn Show after these important messages, 855-752-4842.
We're gonna run to, all on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you, God, all on that day. I said, rock, what's the matter with you, rock?
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you have cabin fever, Crafty may be good for what ails you. 29 Pines Hotel and Convention Center in Eau Claire is hosting nonstop crafting classes and a whole lot of laughing and relaxing March 1st through the 3rd. Oh, and did I mention door prizes? Yell it with me. Bingo! It's friendly competition at the Knights of Columbus on Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls. Doors at 4, bingo at 7 every Friday through the end of May. Food and fun, too. If you're under 18, you can still play if you are with an adult. La la la, get your voice ready to sing. Read poetry, provide some comedy for Open Mic Tuesday at The Plus on Barstow Street in Eau Claire. Free, open to all ages and talents. Stop in any Tuesday night from 7 to 10. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
281-8193.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
In a white bread world. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to get in on my very last segment of the day, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a brand new show. It's a brand new number, 855-752-4842. I couldn't let my first show go without talking about something in the news. As many of you know, if you've been listening, I am a big sports fan and used to play basketball, played hoops in high school, was very proud to make the varsity team my freshman year at Rufus King High School for the College Bound in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And my favorite kind of basketball has always been college hoops. And we've really had a couple of incredible years for college basketball, especially women's college basketball. And something happened just last month, and then it happened again this past weekend, that I thought I would share with y'all if you didn't see it otherwise. We all know Iowa's Caitlin Clark. She is now the highest scoring women's collegiate basketball player of all time. That just happened this season for her. She is a phenom. Iowa was playing Ohio State on January 21st, and Ohio State pulled off a major upset in Columbus. So it was filled with Ohio State fans. And boy, were they excited. And I have been at college basketball games where this has happened. The students rushed the court after the game. And what happened was Miss Clark, the reigning National Collegiate Player of the Year, basically got blindsided by a fan rushing the floor at full speed. And she went down hard. And I thought we'd listen to just a little bit of what they had to say about this after that game. Let's listen to Caitlin.
Like, great environment. Obviously, like, these are the games you'd love to play in. 18,000 people a year. You know, obviously, I can see they're soaring the court, which is totally fine. And, I mean, good for their students. Great one for them. And I was just trying to exit the court as quickly as possible, so I started running, and I was absolutely just hammered by somebody trying to run onto the court and basically blindsided and, you know, kind of scary, could have caused a pretty serious injury to me. And, you know, this is what comes with the territory. I mean, I'm sure they tried their best to do whatever they could. Obviously, it didn't work, and that's disappointing, but, you know, just focus down on the game and, you know, ways we can get better.
Boy,
you know, it's unfortunate the game ended that way.
Isn't she gracious? She basically is saying, this happened. It was really scary. Probably shouldn't happen, but I understand the fans' enthusiasm. And then turns it back to her and her teammates trying to do better. Not an isolated incident, however. Just this past weekend, this past Saturday, that was February 24th, Duke, a perennial men's college basketball powerhouse, One of their top stars, a guy by the name of Kyle Filipowski, Duke was playing Wake Forest in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Duke University, if you don't know, is also in North Carolina. So Wake Forest is a huge rival of this perennial men's basketball powerhouse. And what happened again? Wake Forest Demon Deacons upset Duke University. Big, huge win. And what proceeded to happen? The Demon Deacons fans rushed the court. And what happened again? Kyle Filipowski basically hip check goes down to the floor hard. And this guy's 7 feet. As a 6-footer, I'll tell you, when we go down, we go down hard. It's not like your little point guard's taking a hit. The ground rumbles a little bit. And he actually was limping off the floor. He had to be helped. His coach basically had to rush out to sort of protect him. It looked like, if you watch the video, it looked like he might almost get trampled. And he basically had to be helped off the court by a teammate and one of the coaching staff. Let's listen to some sound from the press conference following that game.
If on one hand we care about metrics, you know, to put teams in, and on the other hand we don't, you know, they're a top 25 no matter how you slice it up metric-wise. So we knew it was going to be a big-time game. Disappointed we lost. But look, for me, I'm more concerned about the well-being of our guys. You know, Flip sprains his ankle. When are we going to ban court storming? Like, when are we going to ban that? Like, how many times does a player have to get into something where they get punched or they get pushed or they get taunted right in their face? And it's a dangerous thing. And I don't want that to take away from the game that Wake played, because Wake played a big-time game. But you look around the country and Caitlin Clark, something happens. And now Flip, I don't know what his status is going to be. He sprains his ankle. And it's one thing, like, when I played, at least it was 10 seconds in the court, you know, you would storm the court. Now it's the buzzer doesn't even go off and they're running on the floor. And this has happened to us a bunch this year. So I'll answer any questions. But for me, that's hats off to them. We need to be better. We need to learn from this. But that needs to stop.
That's Duke Blue Devils coach John Shire talking about the court storming after the Wake Forest Duke University basketball game this past Saturday. Here's what. This is dangerous. It's not new, but the frequency of these kinds of interactions, as well as direct player taunting at the college level, is reaching, I think, a new level. And I often look to how we conduct ourselves as spectators at sporting events, how the athletes themselves conduct themselves, as an indicator a little bit of what's going on in society more broadly. And in sporting competition, these are great moments of connectivity with the teams that we support, all of those things. But we all need to show each other and the athletes that are engaging in these high-level contests with some more respect. Clearly, storming college basketball courts needs to be reined in. Had to talk a little news. Thought I'd make it sports news today. We'll be back with more tomorrow. I got a loaded lineup this week. You're not going to want to miss a single episode. We got guests every day. We're going to dig into some more meaty stuff. I'm Maggie Dawn. Thanks for listening. I'll be back every day of the week, 2 to 4 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander.
Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Students remembered a 22-year-old nursing student today who was killed while jogging at the University of Georgia's campus last week.
It is so